Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So Allison is back with us here. And for those of you that are new Burt Show listeners, I got to give you a little bit of the sample of the audio that she brought in last time with her. Because Allison will tell you she's got very, very, very open dialogue, especially when it comes to sex with her 14-year-old daughter and her 16-year-old son. They believe it's no holds barred, right?
Absolutely.
Let me play the audio.
Hey, YouTube. It's Jesse Slaughter here, and this is to all you haters, okay? Guess what?
This is...
Oh, that's not,
what is that?
That's not. That's something else I'm playing later on. Oh. That was not her. This is part of the conversation that Allison had with her daughter.
I was like, what is that?
Yeah, I was okay. Like, wow. I don't remember her saying
that's
that.
That's really open dialogue.
Well, you said something. Like, you didn't explain to me well what a girl orgasm is. Is it just for, like... pleasure?
Yes.
That's not fair to the guy.
No, it's not. Because they only can have one orgasm and we can have like lots and lots and lots.
And then keep going
and
stuff?
Uh-huh. Like they have one, usually they're done. Usually.
Why? Because they're 2 weeks.
Because they're worn out. Because they just had millions of potential babies. One of most potential babies.
Is that the joke in Click, Mom? Where he has an orgasm too fast?
Yes. Now you got it.
Now I get it.
He's like, oh.
All right, Allison's daughter is 14 years old, and that just scratches the surface on some of the conversations that we heard.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear her, you know, innocence and her, you know, question about that Adam Sandler movie Click, that there was a joke in there she didn't get about a man, you know, having an orgasm too fast or whatever, until you started explaining it. And then she's like, oh, now I get that reference in that movie. So it really shows that they think they know a lot, but they don't really get the answers unless they go to their parents about it.
Well, you know, it's funny to listen to even her voice from, what was that, recorded in February, January, and now here we are July, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's, you know, done, and that was, she was just done with eighth grade, so now we're heading into high school. And I think this is the time when every parent kind of goes, oh, hang on for the ride. And, you know, I work around a lot of women so that I hear the stories over and over and over about what high school is about to bring. And so in listening to her innocence from February, you know, where she's asking me all these questions because it's coming at them so fast, all of this misinformation, all of these words, all of this sexuality, that they don't even know that they don't know. Well, you know, in February, you know, nobody had even really made out with anybody. You know, she tells me what everybody's done. You know, maybe a random, you know, 5 minutes in the dark, 2 minutes in the dark at a party where
7 minutes in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, they're not doing seven minutes, but, you know, they're too embarrassed at that point. And then, you know, the other point of it being, you know, 13-year-old boys, that's the biggest problem is that the boys mentally, I tell her to look at her brother, you know, like he's 16. He's, you know, there's nobody home. So I'm like,
look at Jeff. He's
older than that. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, really
advanced fast. Pretty much at some point, it stops. You know, development stops.
But they want, you know, they want boyfriends. You know, they want that connection. What do we see everywhere around us? That you want to have a boyfriend, that you want to have sex, that you, you know, that's the message that's being thrown at these girls. Well, in this little 6 month period, 5 month period of time, four of her 13, 14-year-old friends have had sex.
Wow.
And she had four boys approach her and ask her to have sex. Not boyfriends, mind you, not anybody that you, hey, would you have sex with me?
Wow. Like random just boys in class.
Yeah,
not like, hey, will you go out with me?
No.
Check yes or no.
Yes.
Will you
like,
have sex with me? Check yes
at
or no.
At 13. This is 14, eighth grade, everybody. And, you know, I'm lucky enough that she says this to me. And we've talked a lot about what she wants her first experience to be like and that it's not to please some boy. We've talked about how the rule in my house is she doesn't date up. So there's no older boys. Like, you will not. And nearly every one of those girls it was because of older boyfriends.
When you say older, what are you talking about? 17. Okay.
16, 17 with a 14-year-old.
I think that is the most brilliant rule I have ever heard of for a teenage daughter is only boys your same age. Because boys your same age don't get it. They don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the older boys that know what's going on that go after the younger
and
girls.
And mentally, she's connecting with the older boys. You know, and I did too. You know, I mean, I think, you know, most of us who've had, you know, older boyfriends from being younger, and that's why I have that role. You're also so eager to please. And that's what a lot of this is about is, you know, when you're 13, 14, you want that attention from an older boy. You want that recognition that you're attractive and that you're sexy and that, you know, somebody wants you. I mean, that's harping on our biological nature is wanting to please men. And, you know, that's like the piece of it that they're getting pretty and they're dressing them. They want somebody to like look at them and go, oh, you're the best thing ever. And if that comes from a 17-year-old boy,
it also comes with the pressure.
Yeah. You're taking off your clothes next thing, you know, and that's what, you know, it personally, I had that experience. I have heard it over and over and over and over and over.
It's always guys, the older
guys
boys.
Guys are jerks. Older boys are jerks.
It's always the older boys.
17-year-old boys are jerks.
It is. I would say it is 99.9% of the time a woman's first experience was with an older boy and she wasn't really sure she wanted to be there.
Yeah,
I would say the majority of women have had that experience.
So here you are, you're safeguarding, you're talking to your 14-year-old girl about all this stuff. You think you got open dialogue and you've got this girl that's like straight and narrow. So what happened that has totally freaked you out? And we have got to be careful here also because we have to sort of inform, but we have to protect your family also.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, gaggles of girls happen to, you know, be... You know, we'll talk about things and do things. As you know, you get around your girlfriends. I mean, I can say this as an older woman. When I get around a whole bunch of girls, including your wife, Bert.
She's not going to lead you down the right path. I can promise you that.
I don't know where the story is going, but I'm doing right. But it starts like young. So there are girls over, and they're carrying on, and they're giggling, and they're in the room with the door shut, and you know, and that's part of the you poke your head in. Are you okay? Da, 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 da. Right. So the next morning, her brother's computer is downstairs with Skype on. And I, you know, I get the text message from my husband. So, you know, Houston, we have a problem. Text message in the middle of my day, which is book solid for, you know, with me not really able to,
engage.
You know, engage. Mm-hmm. But basically it was, she was, you know, there was talk to a boy and you only see the Skype conversation. So you don't know who's having the conversation, right? So it's on her name. But you don't know who is having the conversation. You just know that this conversation has gone down with one, you know, random person whose name I don't recognize with a picture of an older boy on the Skype. You know how you have your Skype picture. And
older boy or much older boy are we talking about?
No, just teenager. I mean, but, you know, 16, 17. Mm-hmm. And some random person who I have no idea who this person is. And the dialogue of the conversation is up. And... with a bit of encouraging, with his junk was out for 20 minutes.
His junk was out?
His junk was out for 20 minutes, and they should reciprocate.
So now on Skype,
hers was too.
Wow.
Now, hold on, let me ask a question. So is she looking at the junk for all this time, or are they just talking about it?
That's the point that, you know, is you don't know because... you know, there was no microphone on the computer. So you don't, if thank God there wasn't a microphone on the computer because we'd have no record of this conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So that this is what we see is we see this dialogue between, you know, the girls that are there and this guy where it turns out after we've had this conversation that it turns out that it wasn't even the guy who it was. They had a bunch of guys in, you know, that they were talking to. It wasn't, you know, so.
So it was a guy sleepover and a girl sleepover, and they're Skyping back and forth, and they're showing their private parts to each other.
And here's the scary, well, the girls didn't really go down that path as much as the, you know, they you could hear the tone of the conversation, like, hee, hee, ha, ha, you know, slow it down, the computer's too fast, you know. So they, you know, it wasn't like they were, neither one of them, it was like they were naked on the floor, you know. I don't know what I'm allowed to say, relieving themselves. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't like this, It was.
I can't get a real good picture of what's going on here, though. Are they visually looking at each other? They are visually looking at each other.
They're on Skype. They're looking at.
But are they? Is there any nudity?
They're instant messaging. It says on there, his junk was out.
Did they show him anything?
Hey, it was. Yeah, they did. But it was the computer so slow that it was like slow it down. The computer's slow, so I could tell that it was. They were. You know, they're 14-year-old going hee ha.
So it was,
you know,
it was like flashing. Grainy nudity, yeah, like they were on the space station or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so confused. Yeah. What did the girl show him?
Yeah, it says, well, flash me. You know, like it's the flash me. Oh, that was too fast. I couldn't see anything. That's the whole conversation.
So
that's
they
down
flashed
there.
Their boobs.
They flashed them.
Mm-hmm. And at 14.
Yeah.
So how do you handle this when you discover it? Does she get in trouble?
That's the question.
Does she not?
Right?
Do you sit down and talk? What's the story?
You know, okay. So that's the part for me that, you know, I had to really give a lot of thought to, because if this was my mother, and believe me, that was what I originally, I told her two things. You know, I said, I could tell my mother, who she's on a cruise with right now, and you're in even more trouble than I could ever do, because my mother, I was, you know, when it was discovered I had a party when I was 14, I was basically grounded for a year. I'm not kidding, which like caused me to jump out the window and meet boys in the alley and all that stuff. So my mother's idea was lock yourself in the room and all communication cut off. So for me, I did not want to be that way, because that's the point that you have to have an open dialogue, and you have to go, what were you thinking?
So did you Skype her?
She was busy.
This user cannot be disturbed.
You know, in Charlton, you know, my husband and I, we had to sit down. We had to get on the same page together. Where are we going with this? What's our intention behind this conversation? You know, what do we want to leave her with? Because the world is a big, bad place right now. And we're not going to stop this. We take our computer away. She's going to be at other people's houses. Mm-hmm, you know, you can get on this cell phone. I have to give her tools, and I have to give her conversations that allow her to think and make choices for herself in a very powerful way.
So what did you say to her?
So the first thing was, as I walked in and I said, you know, I'm not going to say who the person's name was. So I said, so who's ha ha ha? Girls, come down here. Who's ha-ha? And their eyes, you know, are like this big. And, you know, I said, you want to tell me about this conversation? You know, when the blood is just rushing down their faces. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't yell. Charlton and I, you know, had the conversation very, like, what were you thinking? What was your thought behind it? We have talked about, you know, turns out that it's a 17-year-old from Oklahoma who they met on this chat roulette.
Nothing good comes from this chat roulette.
No.
I didn't know about chat roulette, everybody.
Thank goodness he was 17, because he could have been 37, 47, 57.
For those of you that aren't familiar with chat roulette, on paper it sounds like a great idea.
Disgusting.
I mean, you just show up in somebody's house. That could be in any part of the world, and technically you guys can start talking about your cultures and technically talk about what's going on in France and how cool it is to be in Spain right now during the World Cup. All it is a bunch of people showing their junk.
It's a video chat that you randomly, like the computer randomly selects somebody else, and it takes no time before you see a penis.
It's actually called the Wheel of Penis.
Yeah. Pretty much it.
It's 1 in 5 times. You see a penis.
One in five times you show up in somebody's chat.
Here in the studio when we did it.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.